That really? You guys want me to carry this whole thing? I thought it was a team effort.
I didn't know what we were doing here.
Alright, well, hello and welcome to the Adult Gamer Community Podcast. I am Melify. And I'm joined in hosting duties today by the esteemed Fenrir765 and the man who's apparently taken up being a one-man band. Yes, it's Optimus. Our community guest host tonight is Stevie. Stevie, sir, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good. I'm in Las Vegas this week for a convention.
Oh, lucky
so
you.
So I'm hanging out in a hotel that is probably bigger than my first apartment. It's pretty crazy. But enough about the City of Sin. Mr. Fenrir, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. You know, Thanksgiving was last week. I ate all the food I could possibly eat and then just did nothing for three straight days. So I am happy as a clam.
How was that?
I mean,
like,
it was
doing nothing? I want to do that.
I mean, I did have fatherly responsibilities, but outside of that, it was good.
I had my wife made me redo the living room, so that.
Oh dang!
Oh yeah, dang indeed. Had to put down new flooring. Yeah.
Oh damn!
Yeah.
Was it like laminate or hardwood?
It's that vinyl laminate stuff that looks like what? I don't even know.
That's either way, it's still a bitch, isn't it?
Fucking heck. The worst. Don't ever do it.
I don't plan on it. Yeah. Optimus, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, not much. I managed to lose 2 pounds over the Thanksgiving weekend, which was pretty awesome as a trainer to lose 2 pounds eating. Like I kind of planned it with some smart training and some diet strategies of mine. And I put up my Christmas lights. My kids were excited about that. And it was a good weekend. I got a lot of gaming in. I've been hooked on this damn game again. Anyway, what have we got for the news, guys? What's going on in the gaming universe? Wait, Mel? Did we get Mel? Mel, how was your weekend?
I'm here.
No, I think we just ignored him.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't ignore
Mel.
Well,
Stevie asked me how I was doing.
I did. That's right, I did. See, I was polite.
That was all of, like, 2 minutes ago. I understand it's hard to...
Squirrel. See what happens when you lose 2 pounds, Hop?
Yeah. It was brain mass.
Probably. From drinking the beer, killed the brain cells.
Well, it killed the slower brain cells, so the stronger ones are still.
I have a lot of Sierra Nevada Celebration to drink, so I had to get started.
Yeah, how many cases did you get?
Six.
Nice.
Six?
You're
wow.
You're well stocked.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. So, Fen, what's going on with YouTube?
Well, this is interesting. You know, Google just launched their Stadia, and they own YouTube, which is also a pretty big streaming game service video platform. And so they're doing all these really cool things, but they changed their violence and video game policy, which is kind of interesting. For a while, they were saying like you couldn't post violent videos, even if it was in the format of a video game. Well, unfortunately, they just launched their own video game console, which is going to display a lot of games that have violence in it. So I think they kind of had to change this policy. So it's gotten away from, as long as it's, the words were like, not necessarily, it was like fake violence in the terms of like a video game. So any game that did that, it could be fine as long as it wasn't like a straight compilation video of gory things like Doom, somebody just posting the massive gory kills over and over again from Doom left and right, they'll still take those videos down.
So like the fatalities from Mortal Kombat and stuff
just straight fatality videos might be taken down. And they said as long
Which
as the video
is funny because that's where NetherRealms posts the new fatalities for the new characters.
Right, yeah.
On YouTube, well, so it's
yeah, I'm sure big things like that wouldn't be, but it would be like little videos from, like, you know, me, who would post like a compilation video of just death over and over again from, you know, a certain game. Ooh, it'd be really intriguing to see how this really plays out. They did say that their violence policy still exists for real life videos, so any grotesque or videos that show harming or anything of that nature, violence in that nature in real life, they would immediately take down. So,
they want you to go to Live Link for all those fun.
Yes. But
so all those videos I have of people getting hit in the nuts, does that?
It's not grotesque, apparently.
That's not okay. Grotesque. That's just funny.
And that's just idiots, you know. Oh, yeah. But I mean, it's obviously YouTube is having to change their ways, or Google's having to change YouTube's ways, because they are now in this industry full term. So, well, until they can it.
Down. Which is kind of funny that Google's actually shaping more things when they're falling behind on their browser game recently, but that's not here or there.
But hey.
But are they falling behind, or are they? I mean, yeah, actually, let's just leave that alone.
Yeah. that's a whole other podcast altogether.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And welcome to browser history.
Don't even get me started on Edge. Wow.
What's going on with Baby Yoda?
Oh, Baby Yoda. Come on now. You love him, I love him, everybody loves Baby Yoda. So apparently he's getting into the modding realm and coming to Battlefront 2. But when you really look at it, though, he kind of looks like that meme where it's like, oh, you mind if I copy? And it's like, fine, just change it a little bit so nobody knows you copied, kind of thing with this mod. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that's Baby Yoda, but is it? I don't know.
That's the generic version.
It's like, you know, you're not getting Oreos, you're getting those, what were they called? I even forget what that generic Oreo was called nowadays.
Well, they had more like the paisley flower.
The Hydrox?
Yeah, the Hydrox. You're getting Hydrox.
I haven't seen those in forever.
That's exactly it. But, I mean, it's PC, so, I mean, it's probably going to be better when he's finished with it. I mean, I don't subscribe to the PC Master Race, so it's like, whatever it is with that. But, I mean, he's coming to Minecraft, too, which is, I mean, the Minecraft little guy looks a lot better than the PC thing, in my opinion. But
it's kind of messed up.
It really is. I mean, I'm a cynic like that, though, so Miles plays getting that Yoda idle animations going and everything like that.
So will the Baby Yoda in Minecraft be, like, half a block high, you know?
Yeah, right? He's 2 pixels. That's all, right?
It's a green one and a brown one.
It's a green and a brown one. He's drinking his soup and while you build and stuff like that, which is really cute.
But, yeah, the meme today that made me bust out laughing was in the ship when Baby Yoda's pushing a button and Mandalorian stops him and he pushes again. People have been dubbing that over with different songs.
Yes,
hilarious.
And the one that got some actual attention from the actor who plays the Mandalorian was
Pedro Pascal.
Yes, Pedro Pascal. It was Africa by Toto.
Nice.
Yes.
Twitter, and he's like, "That's funny. That's funny." But I would never turn off that song. Is what he back to the meme. So, that's so perfect.
He's such a great actor, Pedro Pascal. But
it's kind of a shame because we never get to see him in the show.
I know that's how I drew my wife into watching The Mandalorian. I was like, it's Pedro Pascal. You love him. He was great in Game of Thrones and Narcos and stuff like that. She's like, oh, this is going to be great. And then she realized that after the first episode, he never takes his helmet off, and she is.
That is the way.
Yeah, she's like, that is the way. And she's like, this show's dead to me. I'm like, well, Baby Yoda, right? Got that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, house divided, I guess.
Well, we'll see where the season goes. I mean, right. Who knows?
Yeah.
What do you got, Mel? If it looks like you got some hot news on some virtual reality.
Yeah, well, we had a couple different stories this time around, and I personally had some interest in this, which I'll explain a little bit more in a minute. But one thing that came up was Phil Spencer, the leader of Xbox, said that they are not planning any particular VR integration with Scarlett because nobody asked for it. Microsoft's kind of had this weird lukewarm relationship with VR for a while. And, you know, very much in contrast to PlayStation, which has the PSVR, and Sony's been pushing that headset for a while and given it a lot of promotion. So people, you know, some people were kind of expecting Microsoft to set it up, but they say nobody wants it.
I find that hard to believe that nobody asked for VR.
I think, you know, his point, if you read into his actual comments a little bit more, was saying, you know, a lot of VR right now is an experience, or it's, you know, a tech demo kind of thing. It's a 10-minute to an hour. It's not a full-blown game, and so they don't feel like it's a big priority for the Xbox.
Yeah.
It's hard to say he's wrong in a lot of cases, although there are some pretty cool games for VR, so... one of the ones that looks really interesting is called Half-Life Alyx. It is coming from Valve in March 2020. And it's a adventure between the events of Half-Life and Half-Life 2, and it is exclusively for VR. It's designed for Valve's Index VR headset, but it apparently supports any Steam VR headset that you can get, which is pretty much all of the that are out now. So that's something to look forward to for the VR aficionados. This isn't a full sequel to Half-Life. This isn't Half-Life 3, though. I think it's important to make clear, despite Valve having had 12 years to make it. Not that we're bitter. The last piece of news, this is kind of interesting. Oculus, everything was on sale this last weekend with Black Friday. Oculus kind of jumped in with their new $400 Quest headset. They were giving away the Vader Immortal trilogy of games for $30. That's normally $30. They're giving that away if you bought the headset between now and the end of the year. You know, I worked in VR gaming for a while in the 90s, and I have a PSVR, so I've kind of been following VR for a while, and I actually bought a Quest because of this deal. This kind of pushed me over the edge to trying a new headset, so I'll talk a little bit about what that headset's like a little bit later in the playlist. But Hop, I guess we have some game releases that have come out. Something about a Master Chef. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Is Gordon Ramsay going to be on?
Gordon Ramsay. He's a little cooler than Gordon Ramsay. He doesn't talk a lot, but he blasts aliens in the face and then kicks them out of spacecraft. We have the Halo...
I too blast aliens in the face, but probably not the same. Not
Halo Reach has finally dropped for the Master Chief Collection, remastered in HDR and 4K. It's also part of the Halo MCC PC release for Windows 10. That dropped today, too. There's no cross-play yet, but if you have Game Pass and you can install Halo MCC on your PC and your Xbox One. The Reach multiplayer is free. If you want to do the Reach campaign and Reach Firefight, you either need to have Game Pass to install it or pay separately $9.99. to add it to your MCC. I was able to get in a little bit, about an hour of playtime today. I played through the first campaign mission. Kind of took my time because I was just wowing at how pretty it all looks like. There's this Digital Foundry video and they showed how Bungie had to cheat some of those effects in the 360. And then now 343 was able to just kind of make it all work the way it should work at 60 frames. And it's such a huge difference. I was like, holy crap, this game looks... like, if it wasn't for the semi-low-res textures, it would almost look like a current-gen game. It looks phenomenal. The multiplayer is great. I forgot how much I missed some of the modes. I played a game of Headhunter, which is where you shoot guys and they drop a skull, and then you have to take their skull and take them to these goals, and you get points. And I was having a blast. I'm so excited that it's back. And that's going to be great for our Halo night this week. We got a couple other... Oh, sorry.
Was I was going to say the crossplay is only between Steam and the Windows Store editions, correct?
Right. PC? There's no console and PC crossplay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not yet. I don't know if we'll ever get that. I mean, the framework's there, though, because it should. It all runs at 4K 60 on both. So maybe in the future we'll get that. And it looks like they changed the way you level up the Reach armor. Then from Reach, because the way they had to integrate it, I'm not sure how that works yet. Because like I said, I mostly played the campaign, and then I jumped into one match of multiplayer real quick, and then I had to go back to work. A couple other cool updates. There's going to be a Star Wars Battlefront 2 Celebration Edition, which is going to be an update to the game, and you can either existing owners will be able to buy an upgrade package, but if you haven't bought the game yet, you can buy the Celebration Edition, which is going to have all of the cosmetics unlocked, including all the new stuff they're doing for Rise of Skywalker, that fan fiction movie that's coming out. And
now, will Star Wars Celebration have actual scenes from the Star Wars Holiday Special in it, though?
Right? I mean,
Life
I mean,
Day
that's,
is
that's
the, thing
the
to
king
do.
Of all fan fiction of Star Wars. So right. if they would, that would be the one to put in there.
I'm waiting for that on Disney Plus. That's the selling point right there.
The other game getting a huge update. There's going to actually be a bigger reveal tomorrow, December 4th. But Bungie released the trailer for the Destiny 2 Season of Dawn update, which is the ninth season to hit. If you bought the Shadowkeep Deluxe Edition, it's the second season included in that. And we're going back to Mercury, and we're going to do some cool stuff there. There's a new six-player event. They're bringing back some old multiplayer maps. There's new guns, new armor. It looks like a lot of fun. And it looks like they have a little bit more story campaign to go with leading up to the next part in the story. So that looks really cool.
Yeah, one thing we should note real quick about the Halo MCC, it was a, 50 gig update to the game?
42.
So make sure if you want to play Halo soon that you get that downloaded.
No, it's just 42 gigs. That's no big deal. You know, stop downloading porn for a minute. You got it.
It just depends on your internet connection as well.
Yeah, I found that the hard way.
Yeah, so that's what I've got for game releases and updates.
Very cool. Well, you know, we do so much fun stuff at TAG, like this podcast. We have our wonderful Minecraft realm. We also have a great website that has some fun resources on it. All of those things, it turns out, cost money. The way that we pay for it is our affiliate links. If you go on the Discord server, you paste an Amazon link, there's a little bot written by our friend Hybrid Havoc that will spit out a affiliate link. And if you use that affiliate link, TAG gets a little kickback. Doesn't change your price at all. It's part of built into Amazon's pricing. And that helps us pay the bills. So please, especially if you're doing your Christmas shopping, try to take advantage of that. We would sure appreciate it. Mr. Fenrir, do we have something in your big sack?
Ooh. Now we're talking.
No, my big sack is a little empty, but I did think of a really good question that I wanted to ask. Yeah, Stevie, I accept questions from the community. And
I saw that, and I saw nothing written down in the notes. I had a feeling this is gonna be a doozy.
Not many people love us as much. Ubo used to write to me all the time. We used to be pen pals back and forth. And
I'm gonna after we get done this, I'm probably gonna text him and see what's up with that.
But anyways,
tell him that we're sorry and we love him and please come back.
Yeah, tell him to stop being a little bitch.
Oh,
your words, not mine.
That's a term of endearment from around these parts.
Okay.
Yeah, so. My question that I had for you guys is, I thought this was a pretty good question. If you could exist in any kind of video game timeline story with the ability of surviving it, being the caveat, because I understand that most of us, if we were thrusted into a video game world, we would probably die instantly. What video game world would you want to... Okay. I would cower and, you know... go fetal immediately if I was
put in the bed and just go, just lay there.
Yeah. End it now, God. End it now. Yeah. What video game world or setting would you want to live in, knowing that you could survive that setting, that place?
Whew. So me first, I'm guessing.
Sure, go ahead, Steve.
All right, cool. See, that's a hard one. There's so much. Like, my favorite hobby is like hiking, camping, and doing all that bushcrafty stuff. So it would probably be like something like Horizon Zero Dawn. That game was like fantastic. And I'm a techno Viking killing robots. I think I could live a humble life doing that. And more, you know,
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you know, I could settle down, slay some robots with my metal staffs, and just live a quiet life, farming probably. Can you farm in that game? It beats me.
You can be the first.
Yeah, first farmer in Horizon Zero Dawn. There you go.
There you go. Hop.
View. I don't know. I mean, there's so many cool places you could go. And then there's so many places where you could just have fun. Jeez, man.
You can go for the cheap one and just say The Sims.
No.
Somebody would put Hop in a pool and then take the ladder out.
Don't put the baby in the oven.
You know, I'm going to say just because the place is so fun and it seems like it would just be a crazy time, I would live in the world of Borderlands. it's just zany, and it looks like fun, and I can walk around cel shaded and do cool stuff. I'm down with that.
Now, see, I have
you're
to ask.
Worried
this.
About Skags.
Well, I mean, you just blast them, right?
Yeah.
You said I could survive in this world. I assume I would be a vault hunter. Or, you know, at least a trader like Marcus selling stuff. Maybe I sold beer to Brick.
There you go.
There you go. All the beers.
What class would you go as now that you've found love with the Siren class?
Well, I always pick whichever character has the biggest melee build. So it's kind of whichever. You know, in the first game, it was the Berserker was the melee. And in the second game, the Assassin had the melee. And then they added a secondary Berserker melee character. And then this third game, it just happens to be that the Siren is the melee character. So it's more about whoever has the most fun melee build for me. Whatever build I can run around and just go nuts with without having to do all the shooting.
All right. Mellified, what setting would you...
I don't know. I would definitely want to live in the future. So we're talking, you know, sci-fi era, or sci-fi genre game. I'm trying to narrow it down further than that. I'm kind of leaning towards Surviving Mars, which is, interesting, you know, Mars colonization management game, just because then I could actually live on Mars and live on a different planet, which would be super cool.
You could be like the Martian, the first botanist on Mars.
There you go.
My poo potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Science the shit out of that.
I enjoy that movie.
The book was amazing too.
Yeah, for sure. Ben, what about you?
What was
your question?
Yeah, I will go with the Mass Effect series.
Mm. You just want all that sweet alien loving, don't you?
I mean, I would love to go find Tali or Liara. And
what about that stuff? What's that dark thing that's consuming the whole galaxy in Mass Effect? It's been so long since I played it.
The Reapers?
Right? I mean, it's like they all kind of... Every sci-fi has got that. You know, there's the Wrinkle in Time. It's the darkness. You've got... Firefly
never-ending story with the darkness on us.
Yeah, well, it's a common theme in fiction. So it really is. It's just funny how that it's in a
little
lot
thing
of
called
games.
Love. Just a little bit of love.
Yeah. So, Yeah, I could dig that too, Finn. I loved the first three Mass Effect games.
I mean, I would totally be a biotic too, because the telekinetic powers. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with those at all, ever.
Well, then what you could do is be in the Mass Effect universe after the end of 3, during Andromeda, but be in the normal galaxy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Ew. Then you don't have to deal with dying.
As long as Tally lives, that's all I care about.
Well, I mean, all the whatever the hell the name of that race was, they all kind of look the same.
The Quarians, because they have the big masks. And yeah. I want to know what their face looks like. I want to know.
Well, it goes back to the whole, see, look, full circle, Mandalorian.
There you go.
Yay!
Can't take it off.
That is the way.
That is the way.
Boom. All right.
I like it, Steve.
See, so, look at that. Please write me your questions if you're listening to the show. If you're not listening to the show, still write me your questions. I'll ask it.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or multiple duck-sized horses? There you go.
Oh, that's good.
Dude, my son asked me something similar to that in Minecraft. He's like, Dad, would you rather fight 10 chicken-sized zombies or 5 zombie-sized chickens or something? I was like, what?
Yeah. What are you on, kid? Can I get some?
Right? He's 5.
All right. You know, these public school kids, you never know anymore. Right?
You never do, and I teach them. Stevie, tell us what you're playing
later. All right. Well, I just finished up The Last of Us, which I know I am, like, years behind on that, but it was a phenomenal game. I'm bouncing on Overwatch. Just picked that up and started that as well. Again, I know I'm way late on that party. But I did pick up Death Stranding on launch day, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal game. I love it to death. And it's like every spare second I get, I'm jumping on just to walk around and look at things. I'm not even doing some of the quests anymore because it's just so much to see. It's beautiful.
So you're looking at them and then peeing on them.
Yeah, I'm peeing on a lot. I'm like a dog in that game. Just every 5 seconds, just pissing on something. It's I mean, come on. Wouldn't you? Nobody's around. You're the only one around. I'm just peeing on it. It's mine now.
Yeah, gotta stay hydrated though.
Which is, it's funny because it's like, oh, you gotta hydrate and stuff like that. But then you're slamming like 20 monsters down to get your stamina up, and that, I don't know about anybody else, but that's like a diuretic. It just runs right through you.
No wonder you're pissing on everything.
Yeah, it's like no wonder you gotta pee every 5 seconds. You just drank 20 monsters, and you don't have a heart issue either, which is weird. But
now,
did you see the shot of the Mandalorian with Baby Yoda in the little Death Stranding case?
No, I did not. Oh.
Oh, uh-oh. it was done by one of the artists who worked on Death Stranding. So I'll find great. That and send it to you. It was pretty
That game is pretty neat too. I mean, Hideo Kojima, I think is how you say his name. I probably butchered that to death.
I think it's
he really did a
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. His new, I mean, he really did a great job of mixing the music with the environment and everything like that.
He's never really made a bad game. He's made some games that have just like gone over people's heads. Their complexity is maybe at a level, or they're a little too, like Metal Gear got a little too stealthy the last couple
installments. Really,
I still thought they were really well made. I just wasn't in that place anymore. I loved Metal Gear on the original NES, and I loved Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 3. And then
Snake Eater was a good one.
Yeah, that was 3. That one was awesome.
That was 3.
One was great. My favorite Kojima game is a really obscure, hardly known at all, because it was only released on one of the least bought consoles in all of North America, and it was a game called Snatcher, and it was only on the Sega CD here. It was on the Turbo Graphics in Japan, the PC Engine, but they ported it to the Sega CD here, and it was like an anime cyberpunk Blade Runner game, and it was fucking great, and nobody's played it, but it's a classic.
Oh, that's amazing. That picture just came up.
Yeah,
so Boss Logic, he worked on, I follow him on
Kojima directed that game.
Okay, so I So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Stevie, I have a question for you with Last of Us, because Last of Us and our Telltale season of The Walking Dead season one were like two of the most emotional games I've ever played.
Oh, man. All right. So don't even get me started on The Walking Dead. I can rant for days on that one.
I was just saying, did you have such a visceral response?
I did. Okay. I mean, I'm a dad, and I got two daughters myself. So, like, seeing what Joel was doing for Ellie and stuff like that, it was just like, oh my god, I couldn't handle it sometimes. I was just like, Jesus Christ. Like,
I mean, at the time, I didn't have any kids when I played it, and I remember sitting there, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when I beat it, and I was just tears probably running down my face, like, oh my goodness.
I know, yeah, like the opening scene. And
oh, that
and,
too, yeah.
Yeah, the opening scene, my daughter was standing next to me. Like, she was sitting next to me on her tablet, or I don't even know, reading or doing whatever. And I'm just sitting there, and I just hugged her. I was just like, oh, I love you, baby girl. I'm so, like, don't leave, you know? And then when I finished the game, my other daughter walked into the room, and she just looked at me. She's like, why you look so sad? I'm like, I just beat this game, and the feels are just there now. It's like, oh, my God. Like, they seemed to have timed it just right to be there, like, knowing that I was going to see them and have this emotional moment in the game and just be like, Why are you doing this to me?
I mean, Last of Us 2 is probably the one game that will make me want to get a PlayStation to play.
Yeah, I'm really hyped for that game. Like, after beating Last of Us, I was like, oh, well, I'm kind of glad I waited, so my wait for the second game isn't going to be as long. You know, I have a few months I have to wait, whereas everybody else has been waiting, like, what, a year or so?
That's the nice part about being really late to the party on something. But then, after you play the next one, then you're in that same boat everybody else is in the first time. You're like, damn it.
I know. It's kind of great having, like, a busy life to where I can only game, like, a few hours on Saturday mornings when everybody's still asleep. And that way it takes me longer to finish a game than... And then everybody else is done and waiting, and I'm still like, oh, this game's great. I'm on chapter 5. And everybody's like, yeah, we've been done for like 6 months. Such is life.
Must stay off the internet to avoid everything.
It's really hard.
All right. Well, Hop, any new addictions lately?
Oh, just still hooked on Destiny 2. It's totally got its claws in me, and then with this new season update coming out, I was like, I don't really need to buy any other games. I have more than I can play right now between Halo Reach dropping today, Borderlands DLC drops in like 2 weeks, the new Battlefront update, and then the Destiny 2 season pass. I need a game like I need a hole in the head. So that's all I've been playing basically is that, and then a little bit of Battlefront 2. They had a cool weekend event where it was a No Heroes weekend. Totally changes the feel of that game. It felt a lot more like Battlefield because you weren't getting raped by a Jedi every 5 minutes. Or not 5 minutes, every 5 seconds. It was actually pretty cool.
I think that's what I didn't like about the first Star Wars Battlefront.
The heroes. They can be a bit much at times, yeah.
Yeah, it's like every time I turned around, there was a... Jedi ramming his lightsaber up my ass.
Right. What about you, Finn? What have you been up to?
Still toying with Battlefield 5. Loving it. Beautiful game. I really enjoy just the conquest mode. I like that whole, the huge maps. I wish they would make a Star Wars game a la Battlefront. Not gonna lie. Or Battlefield, sorry.
Isn't that what Battlefront is?
I mean, but it...
So the No Heroes weekend, Finn, felt a lot more like Battlefield because it was just soldiers, boots on the ground, vehicles, no heroes. And Anthem and I were like, wow, this is like playing Battlefield, but Star Wars. Like,
maybe it's like the gunplay doesn't feel, it feels different to me. Well, I don't know.
Blasters are totally different than bullet-based guns for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, I don't know, I really am enjoying it. And then... I jumped on the Destiny 2 bandwagon. I finished the base game. I'm starting to work on some of the other DLC or expansions. Let me get it correct. I'm sorry for you Destiny people out there. I'm working on the other story content and just I'm randomly collecting weapons as I come across them. But And then I'm also still playing Remnant from Ashes. And Kick and I were talking a lot about it the other day when we were running around in Destiny, and that game is hard as
fuck. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Well, like, at first when he was talking about it, I was like, it's not that hard. What is wrong with Kick? And then, no, I see what he's talking about now. It's a pain in the ass. I really think that I'd be curious to see what it's like if you have a partner to play with, because it does have an online co-op to it. So if anybody's playing Remnant from Ashes and would like to jump in there and play around with it with me, let me know.
What console is that on?
Xbox.
Boo.
Is that not is that the sure one that's...
I'm sure it's multi-platform, but it's on Game Pass. That's the only reason why I'm playing it.
I'm looking it up for you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm hitting
it. Well, it's on PC.
The old Goob.
It's on PS4.
Oh, it is on PS4?
Yeah, it's on PS4.
Holy
PS4
shit,
also.
What's going on? Oh, I'm
it's like a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
With guns.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, there's times where I get really angry because it's definitely not as polished as Dark Souls is. So every now and then some things happen that you're like, man, this game's broken.
Yeah, there it is for PlayStation. I mean, I played Demon's Soul, which was all right. But, I mean, just the looking at the thing, this guy's got a sword strapped on his back, and he's running around with guns shooting at these demons. What's that, a necro dragon going on?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So, it's kind of, the lore is pretty cool. It's just, I mean, it's the typical, like, there's a darkness that has taken over, and
there's the darkness.
It's more of like a plant-based darkness, it seems, so... It
casts magic missiles.
Is this what happens when too many people go on a plant-based diet?
Probably.
Okay.
See, so it's the vegans, you're saying.
Yeah, they're the ones that are ruining that. They destroy everything. But it's cool. I mean, it's got a unique feel to it because of the gunplay. You get like a heavy weapon and then a lighter weapon. So.
Yeah, 2 to 3 players. That's not bad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's cool. It's worth a check out if you can get a trial version of it, at least. But that's why Game Pass is amazing, Stevie. Come back to the dark side.
I got my PS4. Maybe I'll... Well, no, you're all on...
We're all over here.
On the X-Bone.
Yes. But that's pretty much what I'm playing. You know, the holiday times makes it hard to do a lot of other things. So maybe I'll get... back into some Battlefront or something else. I don't know. But Hop, we need to get some Siege going again. That's for sure.
The new update drops today, so we'll see if that changes some stuff. I'd like to play some more of that too.
All right, Mel. All
right, well, I have finished Jedi Star Wars Fallen Order. Glad I did. The story was okay. The collectible list that I have, if I actually want 100% the game, is very, very, very long. And there are no fast travel points on the planets. So, fuck that. Basically, not doing it.
Wait, no fast travel at all?
So each there's 5 or 6 planets in the game, and so you can fast travel between the planets.
Oh, okay.
But when you get on the planet, some of the planets, the levels are huge, and there is no actual fast travel. You can unlock shortcuts as you go through, but the map is this crazy complicated 3D map, and there's no indication where the shortcuts are once you unlock them. So you just kind of have to remember the level, and if you're trying to backtrack, it gets to be pretty obnoxious, in my opinion. So I didn't enjoy the game enough to go back through every level, you know, and look for the random treasure chests and stuff that are hidden around. So my son's been badgering me to play some Destiny 2 with him, so I played a little bit. Over the weekend, I started at power level 750 because I guess I got a boost from level 13.
Yeah, everybody dumped it in 750 this if you haven't played since last year.
Yeah, so I got up to 755, but I hated the submachine gun And so I got rid of it, and that dropped me back down to 754. So I got a ways to go, I think, before I'm playing with you at your guys' level, unfortunately.
So, I mean, completely stupid when it comes to Destiny. So, like, power level, is that like a Warcraft kind of thing where you throw on some armor and it...
Yes. Yep. Jacks yes.
your armor. Jeez. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all gear-based.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably get back and play some more. My son, I think, has every exotic gun in the game at this point, minus one. So he's been working hard at it. I've been playing some more Age of Wonders Planetfall, working my way through the campaign there. I just finished the Amazons, and the new expansion for that dropped, as we talked about a couple episodes ago. So I'm almost to the point of hitting the expansion content for that. I also tried playing Divinity Original Sin 2 on the Xbox. I had played it on PC a while back, but I cheated quite a bit through the game just to kind of mess around with it. And playing it legit, even on the normal difficulty, is really challenging. So I'm really going to have to put some more time in, and I kind of looked up some good builds and party composition online, and I'm trying to follow the guide, but man, it's just, there's a lot of moving parts in the game. It's really intricate combat, and so it's a little more brain work than I'm looking for a lot of times. Finally, I got over the holiday an Oculus Quest. As I mentioned, their Vader Immortal deal kind of pushed me over the edge. This is a VR headset that's completely self-contained. It has its own kind of phone-level CPU and GPU built into it, a battery built into it, and it has cameras that look out so that it knows what's going on around you, and you hold two controllers in your hand. So you can basically just put on the controller or put on the headset, grab the controllers, and start playing in your family room. Just move your stuff around out of the way and give yourself some space, and you can start, you know, running around in VR. I have been playing it standalone. There is a new feature where you can hook it up to a PC with a cable and use it as a PC VR headset too, which is pretty cool. That's still in beta though. There's some definite rough edges, so I've kind of stayed away from that. But even the onboard games, I was playing Beat Saber, which is kind of one of the more popular rhythm games in VR, where you're waving your hands around like lightsabers as colored blocks come at you. You have to, with the beat of the song, cut them, but the direction you have to cut them with your lightsaber changes for the different blocks. And so as you get up more advanced, like Rock Band or whatever, you get more notes and it gets pretty crazy. I also played a game called Fisherman's Tale. You are a puppet, like a model of a fisherman's lighthouse, but in the model you have another model that's even smaller, but anything you do in the big model affects the little model and vice versa. So you can reach in and change something in the little version and it changes in your environment. And so there's some really neat puzzles where you're moving objects, like to make a tiny key bigger, you put it in the model so it fits and it's model size, but now it's normal sized in your world. So that one was really, really fun. I beat that. And then I've been playing another one called I Expect You to Die, which is like, if you ever played, you were a Bond fan, if I remember correctly, yeah?
I was just going to ask, is that like a, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But the whole idea is like, you're the secret agent and you have different missions to go on where you have to do something to try and stop the evil genius. So like the first mission, you're in his special car that's in the back of a cargo plane, and you have to get the car out of the cargo plane, and it has an automatic parachute that'll deploy, but you have to figure out how to get out. And like, once you find the key and turn the key in the ignition, it has like eye scan that it does, and you'll fail, of course. So then it'll try and shoot you with a laser beam, and you literally have to duck out of the way to not get shot by the laser beam. And then because you dodged the laser, it drops a dynamite out of a secret compartment and starts a timer, and you have to figure out how to disarm the bomb before it blows you up. And it's all in you know, you're sitting in the driver's seat of this car and reaching down, you know, to the center console to pick up the bomb, or reaching out the window to grab something off of the workbench nearby, things like that. And you have to combine all these items and solve the puzzles. And there's multiple solutions. So that one I really, really enjoyed. Especially going through the same level and trying to figure out a different way to do it is really interesting. It reminds me a lot of Hitman 2, where you can, you know, kill people in a bunch of different ways. And then finally, one of the things that I've really enjoyed, there are websites that host 3D videos where you can look, you have a 180-degree field of view, you can look all around, and they're recorded in binaural audio where they basically use like a head-shaped microphone. And so when they record that way, it captures kind of the sound of somebody like leaning over and whispering in your ear. They're able to recreate that without, you know, Atmos or any special technology. So, you know, you can imagine the amazing experiences kind of just even passively kind of walking through a video, things like that. So I've really been having fun, a lot of fun with it, obviously. They're not cheap. They're not cheap for a game system. It's about $400 for the base model Quest, so about the same as a console. And the games range from about $15 to about $40. Some of them are cross-buy with the PC versions, so that's kind of nice because you can run it off PC and get the really nice graphics, or run it off the standalone Quest. But yeah, I mean, it's been super fun. I've really enjoyed it. And for me, I like it so much more than the PSVR because I'm not tethered by a giant cable to anything when I'm playing. And that freedom has just been so much fun. So, all right, well, let's move on to some community updates. What goes on Monday nights, Optimus?
Monday night is game night. Generally, it's mostly folks on the Xbox side because we seem to be the most active. And we generally play a game that's either a Game Pass game or a Games with Gold game, or just a really popular game that a lot of people love. Fireman sets up. He usually tries to set up about a month in advance, so we kind of know what's coming up. And what do we got here? Well, I'm checking his last list he put up. I think this Monday is actually going to be Destiny 2. We're going to try customs. I think they tried World War Z last Monday. I don't know how many people were able to get in.
We had a group of, I think, three or four last week for that, and played through a few missions. I think it was Are You Dead, Fireman, myself, for the most part.
Oh, my bad. Last night was supposed to be Destiny 2. Well, I played Destiny 2. The 9th is going to be Battlefront 2, Monday the 9th. So that'll be the next one. That usually pulls in a pretty good group because there's quite a few of us that enjoy that game. But, I mean, the one that pulls a lot more taggers is what happens on Thursdays.
Oh, that, yeah. That would be me, right? So, Thursday's Halo night. So it used to be the first Thursday. Is it still every? Is it now every Thursday?
Oh, it's been every Thursday since I came into tag. It's been every Thursday, and that's going on.
How long you've been in?
Like tag? 6 years now. Seven years.
6 years.
I know, yeah. Dude. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. 6-7 years. Damn. It's been a while. Been a minute.
Back when we used to have that old message board.
Yeah, the old message board, the Tag Olympics, and everybody, all that. But yeah, Thursday night, Halo night. Why bother showing up if Sith there with Anthem? It's pointless. They're just going to kill everybody anyway.
That's when you just sit back and relax and drink your beer.
I mean, it's always a good time. You crack open a few beers, play until like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then wonder why you only got 5 kills and like 500 deaths. But
I can't.
The more you drink, the better you play. That's all I'm saying.
At least that's the way it seems.
I mean, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There we go. But I mean, you can always shoot stuff in Halo, or you can go and read a book, right, Mel?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a book club, and we just got our newest book for the month of December. It is, if I run quickly to the channel to look it up, because I already forgot what it's called. It is Seven Deadly Wonders by Matthew Riley, and it was just posted this evening. So please come check it out. You need to add the role for book club in the roles room if you want to participate. That's it for book club, Mr. Fenrir. What else do we have for Taggers to do? Say if they feel inspired to build something long and hard.
I got something long and hard you can build on. What? Wrong podcast.
Our,
I'm sorry.
It's our Minecraft realm. Unlike the Vatican that has petition to start their own Minecraft server, Tag has a Minecraft realm that does build things as well that hopefully withstand the test of time, lasts longer than 4 hours, and keeps us going all night. It is and our Minecraft realm. It
won't disappoint your wife. See that?
Yes. And you know, here, Stevie, you can just I don't think they do it yet. Somebody, I was about to invite you to our Minecraft realm, but I don't know if you can on PlayStation yet still.
It's coming.
You guys are really going to force me to get an Xbox, aren't you?
trying. But yeah. No. One day you'll be able to join us in the Minecraft realm, Stevie, and you can come and enjoy the things that have graced the realm.
Is there a giant dick bot?
Yes.
Not just one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. No,
now we're talking my language.
We have many different sizes.
Pretty dedicated
shapes, colors. Well, it's a little bit of everything.
Different levels of excitement and emission.
Yeah.
Well, I do also want to point out and give you guys an update. It's been a while since I've shared this, but our Tag Fantasy Football League is entering its playoffs, and unfortunately my team did not make the playoffs into the winner's bracket. But we do have Audible Silence and Tip, Scotty, and Big Bear going for the championship. So, you know, if you're interested, cheer them on. Say, go team, go, or something. You know.
Score many touchdowns.
Yes. So, I'm rooting for Big Bear. You know, he seems like a nice guy.
Eh, well, let's go with Tip. Go Tip. Woo.
Well, I know Big Bear listens to the show, so I'm just.
Well, if he's listening, then go Bear. Woo. Yeah, I'm easily bought, so don't worry about it.
There we go. So, anyways, fantasy update. I'll let you know who wins.
All right.
Okay.
So, 2020 is coming soon. Hard to believe, I know, but it's less than a month away. And
end of the year and end of a millennia, too, right? Or something like that?
End
of a decade.
Decade, yeah. That's it. Yeah, end of a decade. Wow.
So, we wanted to talk a little bit about our kind of wish list for gaming in 2020. Things that we'd like to see happen. New games, hardware, experiences, features, kind of, you know, sky's the limit, guys. But what are some of the things that you'd be really excited about to happen in gaming in 2020? Who wants to start?
I will. And I will just say, I hope the loot box microtransaction type thing will be put to bed finally. Like, I just...
That really needs to be taken out back and shot in the head.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, and it's just... Especially if they're using it and it's affecting gameplay. I mean, it just needs to go. It just needs to be done. Like, there's versions of it that I guess I'm not super against, like the way Halo 5 does it. It doesn't affect necessarily the gameplay in the grand scheme of things, but it's also easily awarded for not paying for it. But like Gears went the wrong direction with Gears 4 and even Gears 5. And then also, obviously, the Battlefront 2 fiasco. And there's, but it just needs to go. Loot boxes just need to be gone. Even for skins and cosmetics. I'll go that far, too.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'm enjoying with, I think some of the other publishers have come on to something, and Destiny 2 is doing it. I know Fortnite does it, but they have like that battle pass, so you pay $10-$15 whatever for a season, and you get rewards, and you get, you know, regular, the free to play people get some rewards, but the people that subscribe with their pass get double the rewards, or you get extra rewards, and it just seems like that's a fair way to give the developer some money and not get swindled with the freaking random microtransaction loot boxes. Like,
and you can see what you would get. But my question is, though, if the season ends and, say, something comes up and you don't get to play as much, do you unlock those things or do you not unlock them at all?
So the way it works on Destiny, I'm like level 60 something. You only get up to what you unlock, and then whatever you don't get by the season, you don't get. You can, but they put this option in this last week for people. If you want, you can pay money to unlock stuff.
See, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I get that, but it's, I guess it depends on the price to me. Then that gets a little dicey to me. It's like you're paying $10 to then have to work your way to earn all this stuff.
And at least with Destiny, you're getting content along with that. You're getting specific season event quests and items and weapons that you can unlock just playing the game, not even with the battle pass.
Okay.
But yeah.
I think the battle pass is great if you're really into the game.
Right.
But if you're casual, you're going to be paying a lot more money for it, for that content.
True.
If you want it all, which is, you know, maybe not great. Rainbow Six, I believe, and I've certainly seen it in other places, they will offer you that you can go back and buy, like, season pass content from the past for just straight-up money. If you really want that skin, you know, it will go into the store after the battle pass is done, but it might take a few months type of thing, which I think if that was a little more consistent, that might address...
That would be nice to see something like that. Yeah. Like, I don't want to spend a fortune right now, but maybe in a few months I'll have it. Maybe I could pick it up then, maybe not, who knows.
Yeah, but just find a better way. Don't make it so predatory and, you know, essentially gambling, if you will.
One possible solution to the problem of loot boxes is... potentially to allow, you know, as soon as you put loot boxes in a game, that game has to be M-rated. And that at least theoretically keeps it away from kids, but also kind of puts pressure on the industry to stop.
Interesting way to...
Yeah, you don't like little Johnny spending thousands of dollars of his mommy's credit card for, like, what was that, Smurfs or something like that?
Wasn't that like theories, an iPhone or Android game with like a million microtransactions? It was crazy.
That was
It was nuts.
All right, so that was mine. I was gonna say I really liked the idea of cross save everywhere. I'm hoping
and eventually cross play with all of those games. There should be no reason.
It'd be nice. I mean, cross-play, so I could use my PlayStation and play with you guys. That'd be fun. That way I don't have to, you know, justify getting a 3
Bungie's implemented cross-save, and they've talked about putting in cross-play in the future for Destiny, but at this point, the console versions are locked at 30 frames, and the PC is unlocked, so probably they said if they do cross-play, it's going to be console-to-console. Or maybe PvE for all three, and then PC PvP will be by itself because it's unlocked and generally more prone to hackers.
Yeah. Well, aimbots, it helps.
Well, and I think that's kind of what needs to happen, right? Is the expectation for the industry needs to be, I bought your game on a system, I should be able to play with everybody else who has that game. Period. Full stop. And if I want to have it on Switch and Xbox or PlayStation and PC, yes, I have to buy the game twice, but ultimately I should be able to...
You know, that's actually a really great concept, too, when you think about it. I mean, because not everybody can go out there and have a multi-console household. And it would actually open it up. Like, I mean, I have a Switch and a PlayStation, but you guys have Xbox One, so it's like, well, I don't feel like going out and buying another Microsoft product for this household. So being able to play cross-platform with people would probably open it up to, but I guess that would also ding on the exclusive titles, though.
Like, people have that fanboy console war argument that, oh, if crossplay comes around, then it's gonna screw market share between PlayStation and all that stuff. It's like, honestly, no one is really buying PlayStation for Call of Duty. No one's buying Xbox for Rainbow Six Siege. They're buying them for their exclusive titles, and then they're playing the third-party games on top of it. So all these third-party games that are multi-console platforms, they should be crossplay from the get-go anyways, because I can't play Halo with you, Stevie, if you don't have a Xbox. So
right, exactly.
It doesn't matter anymore at that point. So,
and I can't open up like contracts with you on Death Stranding because you don't have a PlayStation to play it on.
So those will still drive consoles and sales for people that want to do it. I mean, I'll stay with Microsoft because I want to play Halo. I want to play Gears and, you know, anything else that may come out, I want to play that. I mean, sure, there's PlayStation exclusives like Last of Us and Horizon Zero Dawn that I would love to play, but crossplay needs to happen. I mean, it just full stop, make it happen. Stop taking around and holding people hostage to their consoles and not being able to play with people, their friends and family or whoever that may not have that console. And let's move on. Come on, PlayStation, get your shit together.
Yeah. Oh, why is PlayStation have to get their shit together? Why can't it be Xbox?
Well,
they're pretty much the ones holding it all back.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to defend.
Well, so a lot of it's the game developers too, right? Like, yes, some of the game developers that want to do it haven't been able to, but there are even more game developers that just haven't even tried.
Well, you know, Call of Duty doing it this year with Modern Warfare, I think
that was pretty huge.
You know, it is a big snowball rolling now. If they're doing it,
Fortnite's doing it, yeah.
You know, it's been done. Like, it's clearly possible, and it can work. So, let's just... get our heads out of the sand and then make it happen. And
just do it.
Yeah.
In the names of Shia LaBeouf, just do it.
Yes. Flip the switch.
Yesterday you said today.
Let's make it the way. Let's make it the way.
Dreams be dreams. This is the way. See, full circle with that. All night long.
It all comes back to the Mandalorian.
Other than I love cross save and cross play, and I think we're gonna get this with the next machines, is everything on the next and probably final home, possibly final home console, pure home console iteration. I would like every game to be 4K HDR 60 frames a second minimum. I would love for games to support higher frame rates for those that have TVs that support higher frame rates. There's not a lot of 4K sets that support a higher frame rate, and if they do, it's 120 hertz. Not a lot of them have the variable frame rate tech yet. I know that a lot of them are starting to incorporate it, but at the minimum, 4K 60 hertz HDR would be great for all games, like, out the gate. And I think that's kind of the point of Microsoft's next hardware, and I believe Sony's aiming for that same benchmark for performance.
Yeah, that becomes the standard, and, you know, we go from there. Absolutely. absolutely. Well, like you, I would love to have 4K at 120, but I would be willing to go 1080 at 120 HDR if that's what I needed to do to get the extra visual or the extra frame rate. But we'll see, you know, what the hardware is capable of, I guess. I'm so jazzed about new consoles. I feel like this generation has been such an interesting roller coaster in terms of performance and, you know, the expectations, and we got HDR, but like not everything is HDR. I'm just so excited for new generation because the backward compatibility story looks way, way better for both PlayStation and Xbox. But we also are getting a new kind of baseline standard for great performing games and great looking games.
Stevie, what are you looking forward to?
New releases. The Last of Us 2, like I said earlier, has really piqued my interest. Hearing everybody talk about the new consoles and their wishes for the 4K and the frame rates and stuff like that, that actually has me pretty stoked nowadays, too. I mean, let's see, the last time I bought a TV is when the 3D craze was coming out, so.
Oh, wow.
yeah.
Don't worry, Stevie, I'm still in a 1080p set, so I'm not going anywhere anytime soon with that.
Yeah, I hear you on that. But, you know, there's a lot of new releases coming out that have me really interested. VR, that whole virtual reality, those headsets and stuff like that, hearing you talk about them, it sounds kind of worth it now. I just redid that whole living room over the weekend, so I got all this space to run around with it like a jackass, you know. And maybe I'll set up some couches and dive over them and just drive my wife crazy. Who knows?
I had to have a conversation with my kids about be careful when they walk in. The daddy.
I mean, that's actually a standing rule in the Coyle household is be careful because somebody's going to punch you in the face. So, I mean, it's.
Well, you'll be ready. Yeah. You're already established that precedent. So
it's like one of those things I wish I never had to say multiple times in my house, but here I am. Uh-oh. Did he just drop out?
Nah. I don't know. Like, I've already gone off on my tirade for loot boxes and crossplay, so I can't think of... Oh, no. Here's the last one. I hope that Microsoft continues pushing the gas pedal down on Game Pass and just releasing more and more things to it, more current high interest games, because the value for Game Pass has been amazing this past year, and I just hope they keep doubling down on it and they just keep releasing high quality things.
So has Game Pass replaced Games with Gold?
No,
so that's still around.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how long I've been out of the Xbox world.
It's all good, man. Yeah, Games with Gold still happens, but I feel like the game quality with Games with Gold has gone down a little bit.
Okay.
But, I mean, Game Pass is dropping games that have been released within this year.
Oh, wow.
You know, right. Like Metro Exodus came out in January. It got dropped in August. You know, all the first-party titles for Microsoft go straight to it. You're seeing, you know, newer games, like more indie-style games that are getting dropped but still have pretty good followings to them that people are enjoying. You know, but they rotate in and out too, so it's kind of like Netflix in that sense. So you may start a game, and you should probably hopefully finish it soon because it may not be there.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is. It's a Netflix for Xbox and Windows gamers. Okay. You download the game, you play it. All the first-party Microsoft titles stay forever. It's the third-party titles that are only, like, leased for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, but I mean,
so it's like a game on demand kind of.
Yeah.
But it, nice. It's been solid in terms of what they've dropped. So, like I said, if they can keep that up, then you know my credit card will probably always have a $15 a month charge to it once that kicks in 2021. So
that's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you get one of those frequent flyer mile cards, and you just rack up those points, right?
There we go.
Dual benefits.
It only flies you to Seattle, wherever you're at, but hey, it's cool, right?
Get a cup of coffee and come home, right?
Anybody else have any wish list things?
Well, I think that covers all of it. Or for me.
We talked a little bit about this last time, but I really would like keyboard and mouse support on every single player game on the consoles. There's literally no reason not to do it, especially for games that have mouse and keyboard because they were on PC. I guess that's what I should clarify. A game that is multi-platform that is on PC has mouse and keyboard already built in, right? So why isn't that available on Xbox? That just seems like a no-brainer to me. And Microsoft's got with the Razer turret that they partnered with Razer on, it has the chroma effects, so different keys will light up differently based on what's happening in the game. So I think there's a real nice possibility of adding a little bit of immersion to games that way.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. I've noticed that with a few games too, where it's like, it would be a lot better with a mouse and keyboard instead of a controller. And knowing that you could go on and play it on a PC with a mouse and keyboard or the WASD keys and stuff like that would definitely be a benefit.
Well, if it's not a competitive multiplayer, then who does it hurt, right? You're only giving your customers choices, which I don't think is a bad thing. So any last thoughts, guys, before we call it a night?
No, man.
I mean, yeah, no, this is a lot less painless than I thought it would be.
Well, that's what we strive for. A lot less painless.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, you figure, when was the last time anybody's actually caught me on the Discord or anything like that to, you know, I'm the resident hermit kind of, I don't really come out of my shell. Yeah, I have graced you with my divine presence. You know, the old dick butt himself has can't come out of the dick butt caves to, you know, spread his dick butt everywhere. Oh shit! There it is. All right. Well, there's the end of the show.
Okay. So I should point out that we have a podcast channel on the Discord. We would love for you to come and tell us what your 2020 wish list for gaming looks like. It's always a fun discussion when we get some folks kind of listening to the podcast and chatting about the things that they would want. So please join us. Stevie, you are a self-proclaimed hermit, but if somebody wanted to look you up...
I am on the PlayStation 4 Network doohickey. My gamer tag there is really not the FBI. I had some.
That is nice.
Yeah, I don't know how I snagged that one up, but I did. So, I'm on Instagram too, but that's boring outdoors pictures of. But that's the roaming ginger. Yeah, so you can find me there, or you can ping me on Discord if you ever are on PlayStation and want to play a game. I don't have many multiplayers. I got Overwatch, so if you want to. So if you need a meat shield for Overwatch, I'm your man.
Don't sell yourself short. You're also Rorik Wonderbuck in a very rousing D&D game.
Our D&D game is, I mean, we're getting our asses handed to us, but...
I tell you what, it's hilarious.
It has me giggling like a little girl, that's for sure. Little teehees. Yeah, the old Wonderbuck.
You can find me Fender765 on Discord and as well as on Xbox Live.
You can find me at our tag Discord as Optimus, and on Xbox Live it's Optimus Maximus with a 1 in the Maximus. What about you, Mel?
You can find all my gamer tags at Melified.com, and I am on the Discord as Melified. So thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Let's do some outro music.
Wow.